All right, everyone, you ready for this tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right. This one's serious here. Not that the last one wasn't, because it was. Because we are about to be a wealth people. We're about to cross over into another dimension of great wealth. We really are.
Amen.
We really, really are. We really, really are. Mm-hmm. Faithfulness has kicked in the ministry. People are giving according to their knowledge and according to their revelation. And God is really about to really pour it out, man. And you're about to get a major apostolic key in warfare. In absolute warfare. I mean, what God is revealing in warfare is something that, as long as I've been saved, I've never really known. But the Lord said the reason why is Rhema is progressive and Rhema is climbing a ladder. Each principle of Rhema is a step, someone told me. Each principle of Rhema is a step on a ladder, someone told me. And every time you walk in it, you get another step. Every time you walk in it, you're stepping up higher. So the principle changes. Well, according to warfare and according to who we're up against, we have now reached the top of the ladder. You will not take another step and you will not find another enemy after tonight. You are in the face of the enemy. And it's strange. I didn't understand, but boy, today, my God, I really understand it thoroughly. And just get ready. Go to the book of Isaiah chapter 12.
No,
chapter 14. Go to Isaiah 14, huh? They didn't understand about stepping at the principle? Nobody understands that. No one. I didn't understand what I was saying. Just playing. You look like, what? What? Every time you take a step and obey Rhema, you get another step. The principle gets deeper. It gets bigger. It gets to more where you're getting more in the face of your adversary. We've taken steps from down here, understanding how to hear and stay in hearing. Then hearing brought us into seeing, and seeing brought us into the knowledge of propitiation. Every time we took a step into Rhema, we were going higher and higher. We found Jacob's what?
Ladder.
We've been climbing Jacob's ladder, and it's been bringing us to really this point right here for now. Every time we obeyed a principle, we stepped higher. Every time we obeyed, we learned about baptizo. We got in it. We stepped on it. We raised up. Every time we stepped on it, we stepped into baptizo, then we understand that we're now dimensioned in the created life. We kept stepping higher. Well, every step that you were taking brought you to this point right now that you can go mano-a-mano with Satan himself. That you can stand right in front of him and deal with him. You're not dealing with his princes. You're not dealing with his princes, and God is about to reveal why. Rhema has gotten you into position. Dealing with Satan's princes or dealing with imps will only present you a momentary resolution. Because until you learn to deal with him face to face, he will always recreate what you've already defeated. Hence, you got to fight it again. God didn't call us to deal with imps and things of that nature like that in our lives. God has called us to deal with Satan face to face. And when you deal with him, Kirk, guess who gets the credit? God. Amen. He said, I will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. You don't get the credit. He just put Rhema in your mouth. Yes. I'm going to prove to you right now. Okay. All right. Yes. I need everybody's attention. I need everybody invested. I need everybody understanding. I want everybody to get a piece of this so you can deal with your enemy. I had to run to the bathroom today at Dunkin' Donuts. I got so filled with this rhema. I had to go in there, get my hands under the dryer, and I began to prophesy out loud so I didn't scare nobody. So the only thing they could hear was the dryer. But this thing got so big and so bad, boy, I couldn't take it. I was pacing back and forth. People were looking at me. I could not take it. Tonight's message, Satan, the principalities. Plan and hiding place. Satan, the principalities, plan and hiding place. A deeper look at his plan from the beginning goes back to Isaiah 14:13, courtesy of Brother Dennis over here, Minister Dennis and Minister Curtis coming in and getting us an understanding. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, son of Rhema? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? You don't want to get lost tonight. I promise you, you don't want to get lost tonight. Which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart,
God help me to stand still,
I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And you're going to understand why he needed to be above you, confusing you, messing you up. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. The stars of God, brothers of the Messiah. His plan from the beginning is revealed that he needed to rule man. And to keep man from out of Rhema. He had to keep man from out of Rhema. From the beginning. From the beginning. Confirmation to this here in John chapter 8 verse 44. It says here, you are of your father the devil. And the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer, underline murderer, from the beginning and abode not in the truth. He didn't remain. The word abode means remain. He didn't remain in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own.
Yes, he does.
For he is a liar and the father, underline father, he's a liar and the father of it.
He is a liar.
This dude was a murderer from the beginning. Now, the word murderer means manslayer.
Ooh,
help me, Jesus.
Murderer.
He was a manslayer from the beginning. The word father means the originator or the transmitter. Nobody else but Satan should we have our eyes on. He's the one transmitting to every other demon. Jesus, help
me.
Come on.
We see, every time we deal with even a principality, listen, we've been graduating. I told you, every time we accept the revelation, he gives us another step to take us into a deeper revelation.
Amen.
We were dealing with principalities, and we started to move some stuff. Some things started to shake, but for some reason, they weren't moving completely, and they weren't moving permanently. Why? Because you weren't touching the originator. He's hiding. Somebody say he's hiding.
Hiding.
He hides behind his principalities. He hides behind, I'm going to reduce the word principalities down to the word prince, because the word prince in the Hebrew means captain. Watch this. The word Satan in the Hebrew means general.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jesus.
Come on.
So he was hiding behind his captains as the general. So every time you took down a captain, he would go ahead and transmit another.
Come on now.
Giving you temporary relief still. Jesus did not play with anything else but the principality. He went right to the general. The originator and transmitter of anything. One who has infused, watch this. This is why we got to go to the general. This is why we got to hit him. One who has infused, this is the actual definition in the Greek. This is not added, this is not Webster's. This is your Greek definition from your Bible. One who has infused his own spirit into others. So when you're attacking your situation, feel his presence, but he ain't there.
Mm.
He's hiding in the sides of the north. The word sides means recess. This is a recess right here. This is a recess. Yeah, I went on. I did some architectural studies and everything. This is what they call a recess. There's a wall here, but underneath this wall is another wall. So you're fighting this wall, but he's really inside. You just feel the outer wall. You feel the pressure coming from the prince. But the principality is behind the prince. That's why they said Satan, the Lord, rebukes
you.
Straight to him. And then the Lord told me, I said, Lord, but there are times you dealt with demons by name. He said, yeah, but I always had Satan in mind. He said, if you deal with a demon by name, but you're talking to the one that's transmitting. He said, your problem is you talk to the demon that's bothering you. You don't realize who's transmitting. Woo! You just want the problem solved. You guys with me?
Yes, sir. Yes.
We're just getting started. We really just getting started. He's the originator. The word originator means a person who creates or initiates something. He is the person or the spirit that creates and initiates something. He's also noted as the transmitter, which just simply means a device which transmits signals and messages. He's giving all their demonic rhema to them. He's giving them all their demonic rhema on how to oppress Joshua, what to do to Joshua, how to kill Joshua.
You know, made a song out of it.
Just made a song out of it. Yo, I'm in it now. I'm all up in it.
Shut his mouth, though.
He's the one transmitting. So if I just hit what's been transmitted and don't hit the transmitter, it's going to come back again. The signal's going to light up again. Help me, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm going mano-a-mano. Amen. Hence, the demonic assignments against man. Signals and messages are just the demonic assignments against man. Let's look at Satan's hierarchy just for a second here. This is a look of how it really works here. Satan's up here. He stands right there. Only one Satan. There's only one. Just like only one God.
Come on now.
Then you get principality on either side of him, which makes you feel and makes you understand or feel the weight of what they're doing. Principalities are known to deal with regions. They're actually known to deal with states. If I break it down to how we live, they're noted to deal with a state. Then underneath principalities, you usually get powers that deal with cities. We can call those powers imps. Imps get rulership over cities. This is real talk now. This is his hierarchy. So now you get a principality that rules a state. So we got a principality of Florida. Then you get imps or powers that come underneath that, demons that come underneath that, that rule cities. So there's a demon that's over the city of Plantation. There's an imp or imps. But the principalities are the ones that are downloading to them. But Satan downloads to the principality. He's the one transmitting. And it's always how to get to an individual which ultimately will control a city, which ultimately will control a state, which will ultimately control a country. Oh, Jesus. He's sharp. Casket sharp. We about to put him in it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, ain't about to get that boy no type of props. Ooh, Jesus. Here we go. Let's look at it right here, guys. So now we saw his hierarchy real fast. All right, watch this now. All right. We going to the highest rank. That's right. We taking the highest rank to the highest rank. See, I'm tired. For me, I know this by hand. I know this by the word, but I know how this works. I know how it works because I know things keep repeating even as I've been hitting. But God kept telling me, just keep coming. You're going to see. Just keep coming. You're going to see. Just keep coming. You're going to see. And to everybody that's in the room, you ain't heard nothing yet. You ain't heard nothing. No, in this message, you ain't heard nothing yet. Isaiah 14, 12 through 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? It says down here, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend. Yeah, we read it. We're reading again. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And we're focusing on this. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
And
that, come on now, come on now, come on now, come on now. We're uprooting him who has been hiding. We have been swinging at the air, hoping to hit something. But because we are where we are in Rhema, God said, I've empowered you to deal with him face to face. And I will get the credit. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Congregation means place of meeting, which we understand. He's sitting on our due season. The word sides, so he's trying to stop us. He's trying to stop due season, because if you ever take your seat in due season, you become a major weapon. The word sides mean the rear or recess, a small space created by building a part of a wall further back from the rest. And I said, God, I need a picture of this. It's a blurry picture of a wall, but nonetheless, we get recess here. This is how it looks. You got princes going across the top of the wall. All the way down the wall, we have imps. Now, you think Satan would do what he did in the way it was presented in the diagram, but he doesn't do that. He hides in the sides of the north. You don't know where he's at on the wall, but you find the recess. Right here, if I had this picture shrunk, there's a wall, there's a recess, it sets back. This is a place where the wall sets back here, and Satan himself is in that place right there. But all around him is imps and princes.
Surrounded.
Exactly. Exactly. I used that illustration before, Joshua. And so you don't know. See, you're calling all kinds of imps, you're calling all kinds of princes. But God said, listen, you don't have to know where he is in the hiding. You just have to call him out. He's in the hiding, but you have to understand who's causing, who's the transmitter of all that you're going through, who's the originator, who's the father of this stuff, who's the one that's causing the. You don't want to talk to no more imps. You don't want to talk to no more principalities that are not transmitting, being the actual transmitter. You want to go right to the heart of the devil.
Amen.
The Rhema has empowered you. Somebody say, the Rhema has empowered me.
The Rhema has empowered
you. Yes, it has. Praise God. I'm going to prove it to you. It's empowered you to go to the heart of your enemy. He's recessed somewhere, and no longer are you going to sit in ignorance. Before, you didn't know who to talk to or who to grab at or who to rebuke or who to bind. Why Satan has been hunting us from the beginning. Why has he been hunting? He's been hiding and hunting. He's been hunting us, making sure that we couldn't really come into this. Making sure, what is man that thou art mindful? What is about us that he's really afraid of? We've been all around it. We've been sniffing around it. We've been touching a little bit. But let's hit some accuracy in it. In the book of Psalms, let's see why he's coming at us. Now, here's where it gets real good. Here's where it gets real good. The chief musician upon Gittith, Psalm of David. Listen to this now. Listen to the psalm and remember Isaiah 14 that we just read. Look at this right here, how it parallels. It says, the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? It's out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Why? Because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. I can't allow men, I'm about to get in now, I can't allow man to come into their position inside the Rhema, because man opens their mouth and it steals me. Men open their mouth, and I can't. The word avenger, I didn't know this, but homeboy had revenge. The word avenger means revenge. He had revenge on his mind from the day he got kicked out. And the only one now that covers the throne is men. We're covering the throne. We are now. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Why? Because of thine enemies. God said, I'm going to use the men that I've created. Bring them into a place of Rhema. So when they open their mouth, strength will come out and it will steal. It will steal. It will steal. It will steal. It will cause a defeat. It will beat down my enemy. I'll use men. You used to carry the Rhema. Now my men carry the Rhema, and they will stop you. Woo,
God. That's good, that's good.
So from the beginning, you got to understand. Now I got to break it down to you. Here we go. Here we go. I have to let you know that from the beginning, Lucifer was perfect. Do you remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was perfect in what?
In Rhema.
Boom! In the knowledge. He understood God from the beginning. He knew the word of God. He understood what was going on. So one time, Lucifer tapped into the plan of God concerning men. And he said, uh-uh, they ain't taking my spot. I will exalt my throne above his, and I'll control the men. That was his plan. I'll control the brothers of the Messiah so that they will not cover the throne of God, plan my assault, and get my revenge.
Get my revenge.
good.
Oh, God, help me.
It's him.
Trying to bring the fight to us.
Trying to bring it at us now. See, this is why he said, before we even got here, I'll make sure that I'm above the brothers of the Messiah. I'll make sure they never reach their place of origin. I'll make sure that they will not open their mouths with Rhema and protect and stop me. See, God has given us, the Bible says in the book of Genesis that God gave us dominion over all the work or all created. He says it right here. We're going to come up on it. But from Genesis, he said, I give man dominion over all. Watch this now. Listen to this. Listen. You'll hear Isaiah 14. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still, the word still we're going to look at in just a second, the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, or Elohim, of yourself, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Hold it. We've been given dominion and the task of dealing with God's enemies. The word still means to crush or to destroy completely. Exterminate is the best. When we open our mouth, he's not ordained praise. He's ordained strength. Praise is found there. But he's ordained strength. He's ordained rhema to come out of our mouths. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. Watch this. I looked up the word babe, and the word babe meant it meant a child. But then the suckling meant one that is still on milk. Do you realize the sincere milk of the word is enough to deal with the devil?
Mm. Oh, my God.
The sincere milk of is enough to still the enemy and the avenger. Satan knew that God was about to put Rhema in mankind. He understood the plan of God from the beginning. So what he said is, I've got to control this. Because God said, I'm not even going to do it myself. How did Satan know this? How did he understand this? He did. All right, watch this, guys. Watch this tie together. He knew Rhema. But then, when did it say he started having issues? From what time? From the beginning, right? Didn't it say from the beginning? What did God say? In the what?
Yeah.
What did he do from the beginning? He created, right? Watch this. Time started when God started to speak. When Satan heard him speak, it identified with what he heard in heaven. So now time began. Right then, when God began to speak, in the beginning God created. In the beginning God said. When God said, let us make man, he said, oh, snap. Let us give them dominion. Oh, snap. So the beginning was when God began, time started there. But God took me a little bit further. I'm going to take you one step higher. He heard it again for the second time and confirmed. But Satan in heaven heard it there. The plan of redemption was revealed to the one that was not hidden from any of the truth. And instead of him grafting into the plan and God giving another level of praise and getting that, he said, ain't nobody taking my spot. Satan heard from there because nothing was hidden from him. He was perfect in all of the word of God. So when he heard he was about to lose his spot, he said, not so. Beginning began there for Satan when his mind went left field. I'm going to take you a little bit higher so you can hang. When his mind went left field, time began. His clock began to tick. As soon as his mind, when he said, I will exalt my throne, it was off. It was out of eternity. It was out of the eternal plan of God. Time began. Beginning started for Satan right there. He stepped out of the eternal and got into a chronos position. Time started. His plan started when he heard that God was going to send his son. He knew about the triune God because Jesus was with God from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
From every time was. He was already there. They're talking about the plan of redemption. Now they're speaking about it, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Satan doesn't like what he's hearing. I'll exalt my kingdom, and then I'll sit above the stars of God. They ain't going to praise him. They will not step into the place of reign. God heard it. God knew it. He knew it was coming. All-knowing, omnipotent Father. This was no secret. This was a plan. No, didn't take him by surprise. Satan now is kicked out of heaven, gets back on earth, and he sees God's plan in motion. Who does he attack first to try to stop God?
Man.
Same thing, Jay. He attacks man. Woman. Man with a womb. No difference. He attacks mankind. Let's put the word kind over it. We can stifle that. So he attacks. Who's he attack first?
Mankind.
Pulling man from out of Rhema. Stay with me. We have not yet climaxed yet. Pulling man from out of Rhema completely. So God said here, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have I ordained my strength. And he said it. He said, why? Because when they step into Rhema, they will stop you. Our first big brother did it. His name was Jesus.
Amen.
He destroyed him completely. Every time we step into the Rhema, we step into the Rhema, we come into the realm of destruction for him.
Amen.
All right. God said that he's bruised Satan under Jesus' feet. And he said, and after a while, he's going to bruise him under yours too when you stay in Rhema. All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yes.
Has ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Verse 4, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and what is the son of man that thou visitest him? Okay? For that, what's the big deal about these guys? Why do you like men? Why are you so down with them? All right? Psalms 127, verses 3 through 5. Here we go. Don't lose this. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. The fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. So are children of the youth. Every time God gets a born-again believer to live a life of rain, you become an arrow in his hand. Happy is the man, now he gives us a little glory. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Lo, children are the heritage of the Lord. This is God's inheritance, the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is God's reward. Why? Because he's going to use you against his enemies. You shall speak with him in the gate. Oh, I looked at that word gate, Kurt. You know that word gate meant? That word gate meant heaven. Same place he tried to put his throne in. Go with Jesus.
Wow.
Same place that Satan tried to put his throne in. God's shooting you right there too. Remember that message, you do it?
Mm-hmm.
You've been assigned. And we've been assigned to Satan himself because we're children of wrath. Now, everybody that the rest of the church can't go there because he will bite their head off. Satan's plan from the beginning was to make sure that you never can establish the life of the Rhema word. If you ever get established in the life of the Rhema word, he knows you are assigned to him. This is really simple. He knows God assigned you to him. You were not assigned to print. I know this goes against the grain of everything you learned in church. We were not assigned to demons. We were not assigned to imps. We were assigned to him. He did not say, I will put principalities under your feet shortly. He did not say, I will put demons under your feet shortly. He said, I will put Satan under your feet shortly. Now watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Watch this. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Out of the mouths, watch who gets the credit. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Because of thine enemies. Watch this. Now he said, out of your mouth, Kurt, he ordained rhema. But watch who credits. That thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. You don't get it? Out of your mouth will come rhema. But God is the one stealing the enemy and the avenger. Well, he said it has to match the word. I will bruise Satan under your feet shortly, but it's coming out of your mouth. If you're tired of Satan recreating imps and principalities in your life, step up to the challenge and square off face to face. If you keep dealing with principalities underneath him, he will keep transmitting and originating and carbon copying more. It will be an endless cycle, and the curse on your life and your family's life will never be destroyed. But if you decide to go up by rhema and deal with Satan himself, even if you're dealing with a demon in front of you, you understand the transmitter. You'll blast the demon in front of you, it'll go all the way up there and knock him straight upside his head. But every time you deal with an entity, Satan has to be on your mind. You have to understand where it's, you have to deal with the origin. Why, Pastor? Why? Because rhema took you there. To whom much is given, what? Children are God's heritage. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. He wants to launch you right into the heart of the enemy. Today's the day. They shall speak. Anybody see that? Hear what? See what? They shall speak with the enemies. Hear, speak. See. Doesn't matter who's coming at you anymore. It's being transmitted from Satan. Doesn't matter what's happening. Being transmitted from Satan. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Peter said something. Get far from thee, Lord. He said, Peter, don't say that. That's not according to my Father's word. He went right to the transmitter. Satan! Get behind. He's the Father. Father's the one that implements thoughts into the minds of the sons.
Jesus.
Father does. The Father is the one. His spirit comes on with sons. And he's a stank punk. Because he makes his son step out in front of him, and then this little chump hides in the cleft of the rock amongst them. So only thing you're attacking is the sons. He don't care. Which name said, get yourself in the cleft. Say, get in that recess.
Get in that recess.
And dig him out.
Take
him out, the wall falls. There's no more instruction against your life. There's no more messages being transmitted about Kurt. How to keep him down. How to hold him back. Amen?
Amen.
I'm done. There's so much more I had to say. I can't say it. Man, I'm being tied down right now. God wants us to get this here. Please, please, please. Lift your hands, everybody. You're sitting on your due season because due season is going to give you a revelation of your position. He sits on your due season because due season will give you the revelation of your position. Do you have something you want to say? The inventor? Well, the inventor, yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked like this. It's Satan is the inventor. It's like you find who makes, first made the automobile. And you find out who first made it. And what happens is you look at the person that invented it, but in actuality, he really didn't. Kind of crazy. There was somebody else behind the scenes producing thought and materials. He never was really the inventor. But yet he gets credit as though he is. Satan hides like that. That there's something coming against you, that there's a prince over cancer, or there's a prince over some type of sickness that you're going through, and all of a sudden you start attacking it, and all of a sudden you get healed of it. But you attacked it at the, and you thought was the source, but in actuality, there was somebody behind that transmitting. So you go back into, what is it called? It takes a recourse, or it comes back again. And the reason why it comes back again is because you never dealt with the one that really created it. It's like you giving the Wright brothers credit for the airplane. It looks like the Wright brothers invented the airplane, but if everybody knows God, we understand the originator of the idea. But yet, on the surface of it, Kurt, we give the Wright brothers the credit, but they never did it. If the Wright brothers turned down the offer, God would have transmitted it to somebody else. Satan works the same exact way. He said, I will be like the Most High. So once you kill the one that he transmitted your problem to, and the problem leaves, and you might step out for a year, but all of a sudden you start to feel the recourse of the problem is because you never dealt with the true originator.
Come on now.
You never got it down with him. You never flowed like that. You never hammered him. You never got in his face. So the only thing he does is he takes the same raw material. He takes the same stuff and starts to put it together again and then transmits it in your direction. And it's been something that's been on the church for so long. How can I walk away from this and then 12 years later it's back again? What does the anointing do? Destroys the what?
The yoke.
If the yoke is destroyed by the anointing, can it ever be created again?
No.
You know who the yoke is?
Satan.
Well, let those hands, guys. Satan's been the originator. He's been the one that has been producing all of this. He's the one that's creating. He's behind the scenes creating. He's the initiator. He's the transmitter. He's the one giving instruction to your pain. He's the one that's giving instruction to your hardship. His forces are just carrying it out, no pressing you. A revelation of Satan. A revelation of the Father of life. A revelation of the originator. A revelation of the transmitter. A revelation of your position.
Mm-hmm.
Your position is you have been ordained with strength. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings is your position. I have ordained strength. The word strength means power. I have ordained power. To do what? Still my enemy and my avenger. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, I've ordained this. Out of your mouth, I've chosen for this to come. Come on, we're about to go up for a minute. I've chosen it to flow out of your mouth. You are the one that I've called to still my enemy and avenger. After the sixth day, I sat down and I'm resting. I'm not getting up again. I'm never getting up again. My son has ascended, and he said, it's finished. Now it's your turn to steal the enemy and the avenger.
Jesus.
It's your turn to walk in what we've done. Out of your mouth, I ordain. Hear, speak, see, speak. Out of your position. Now you know why he said, I'm going to exalt myself above y'all. I'm going to make sure y'all can't fight me. I lost to the Father. He put me out. The Son came and kicked my behind. I'll be John Brown if I let his brothers do the same thing to me over and over and over and over again. Every time one of you ascend, I get a beat down. Every time one of you ascend, you begin to tell somebody else of how to ascend, and I keep losing my grip on my throne. My God, I can't have that going out. You have to understand, this is his mindset.
But out of your mouth, God has ordained strength to still, to annihilate, to completely annihilate my enemy and the avenger, my enemies and the one that says he'll have revenge. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you may not be deep in Rhema, but you're all around Rhema. You just a suckling, but I've still given you strength to beat the devil. You may not be that deep in the Rhema word. You might not be on your stride, but I've given you enough like a suckling. You've got milk coming. You've got sincere word coming, and you still have power to beat the devil. But out of the mouths of babes and sucklings have I ordained strength. Enter into that recess, find your enemy, drag him out, and get him under your feet that it might bring me glory. You're an arrow in my head. I'm about to shoot you forward. Find him. Don't look at the problem in front of you. Find the originator. Find the transmitter.
Yes, God. 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 You're not launching your assault at the principalities on the other side. No, no, no. You're launching your assault at Satan himself. You're attacking the general. You're not attacking captain. He's given cancer too much credit. You think cancer's your problem. He's given high blood pressure too much credit. You think high blood pressure is your problem. He's given diabetes. He's given lack and not enough. Too much credit. He's given habits and lust. Too much credit. He's puffed them up. Now you think that's your problem, but it's not. Go behind the wall. Go behind. Go into the recess and drag out the transmitter. I feel something about to break. I feel it about to break. Hallelujah. Yeah, your problem has been exalted a little bit too high. You've lost sight of Satan himself. Who shot down by you for Papa? Your situation has too much authority. It's been in the limelight too long, and Satan's found a good hiding place. Call a spade a spade. I hear you, Lord.
Go forth into the heart and attack him.
God, Shabbat.
Go forth.
I dare somebody to call on Michael. Oh, God. Be contented with Satan. Be weak, Satan. Oh, God.
Destroy every aspect.
None of us will suffer. Yeah.
to drag him out.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes, you're coming out with the sides of the north devil. We're looking at you straight up on. We're not No. We're calling the name of it. Yes. We're calling the name of it. Satan himself. I need to tell y'all something while you're praying. You realize the word demon or the word demonic are not found in your Bible one time. The word demon or the word demonic are never found in your Bible. Because God never wanted you focused on a demon in the first place. The word demon or demonic are never found in the Bible. God never wanted you focusing on a demon. He always wanted you focusing on Satan, or they called him the devil. Ooh, my God. Tell me, Kurt, why would God educate the church on how to deal with a principality rather than the originator of the principality? Why would God make the church waste so much time dealing with principalities that are lower ranked than Satan himself just so they could recreate and keep us in the problem? That's like trying to deal with the Philistines without killing them all. They always came back. They always kept coming because they never erased the whole entire nation of the Philistines. God would never educate the church on dealing with just principalities. See, you'll stop there for training, but your ultimate assignment is Satan. Amen. Don't fear him. Don't fear him. It's the beginning of Mark 4 in this level. It's the beginning. It's uncomfortable to the flesh. Yet again, we're in a cocoon season. A metamorphosis is transpiring in your mindset. It hit me like a ton to understand this, and it really rocked me. It rocked my understanding. It really rocked me, and I give God praise for it. So many things the church has done over the years that I just never could grasp. So many things I could never gravitate to. Even when I was teaching on principalities, God said, keep coming. Keep coming. You're going to hit it. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Then we started climbing. Now I'm telling you right now, your fight, because of where you've gone in Raymond, God will not send everybody here. It's only the sons of Raymond. And when I say sons, I mean sons and daughters. You are totally clothed. You are totally protected out of the mouths of the babes and sucklings. He's ordained strength. Why? You need to study that scripture to still the enemies and the avenger. The enemies of sickness and all kinds of disease and lack and all these things, we have been called to still it. And by stilling it, watch this, by stilling everything negative towards kingdom, you stop the revenge of the avenger. You and I have been called to it. We're arrows and God is ready to shoot us. And it's by opening our mouths to speak with his enemies in the gate, in the heavenlies. In other words, he says, I called you to the heavenlies. Why? Because I didn't cause you to look at what's around you here. I need you to understand where he's at recess. He's hiding in the heavens. The first heaven is his domain. There's three dimensions of heaven. The first heaven is Satan's domain. The second level is God's. The third is the glory of God. Satan dwells in the first. He's above you. He's not beneath you. He's the prince of the air. And he's been governing the first heavens for quite a while. So God said, you will speak with him there. His imps are here. His princes reign above his imps. We're sitting there chasing imps and princes. And God's saying, you could have cut this off a long time ago. Get the originator. Get him for your life first. Then you'll be able to spread it out and get him for the lives of the people around you. It's the beginning of this reign. It's the beginning of this warfare. Tonight's not a cure-all.
But your knowledge has been turned on, your rhema, your insight to understanding his plan and his whereabouts. You got it. And then you understand your position as being the one that has been ordained strength, and out of your mouth stills it. You got that. That's yours now. Kill it. Crush it. Every time I open my mouth to face him, there's an anointing that fills wherever room I'm in. I can't believe it. The word ordained, thou hast ordained strength. The word ordained and strength means libation. It means it's loud.
Yes, and also the word strength means confidence. You're in confidence when you're speaking to him.
What is man that thou art mindful of him? Why would you give man this kind of task? This is what the angels were asking. The writer was asking. He said, why man? Why are we the ones called to deal with him? Because men give me my praise now. So the one that stole praise is getting beat by the ones that replaced
him. Makes sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Perfect sense.
I'm sorry. Y'all don't understand, boy. This is a lot of stuff I'm talking about now. I want to talk about it. It's the new praise. We the new praise team.
Come on now.
And our praise covers and protects. God isn't protecting the heavens now. Don't get me wrong. God is watching over his word to perform it through you. Satan's trying to make God look like a liar. He can't go to the heavens like he did. But I won't let the glory of God fill the earth. Can't stop. And I'm going to use Carolyn and Joshua to do it. I'm going to use Don, Curtis, and Henry. I'm going to use Nikki and Ann, baby girl. I'm going to use Dennis, Alice, and Anita. I'll use the new praise team to do the old. Ooh, Jesus. We got a lot to mark for. It's another. Can anybody feel another level?
Yes.
No, seriously, don't just say amen. But if you really get it, it's another level and it feels so good. Another step on Jacob's ladder. The Lord said it's the step on Jacob's ladder concerning your enemies. Father, we heard your word tonight. Father, we exercised in your word tonight, and there's a harvest coming for that. Ooh, the devil is under our feet. The devil is afraid of everybody in here that received, Lord God. The devil is afraid. He's now, Lord, yeah, we put him on the run. It's wonderful. Like the 300 that chased them all. Father, we have the enemy on the run because of your rhema word, for us understanding his position, our position. You're using us as arrows against him. We've been anointed. Our arrows have the ability to kill and destroy. And Father, we thank you for this insight. That when we hit the father of lies, all of the other lies that stand on the wall will fall. Our focus is that, oh God. Whoa. I heard the Lord say for many years, the church has not heard this. For many years, Satan has been able to hide and make it seem as though that I'm not here. Mm-hmm. But this night, the Lord says, I filled your ears with truth. And so shall you see victory every time you stand against my enemy and your enemy. Every time you stand against him, you will experience victory from glory to glory. Every time you stand against him, all of the plot that he has against you will fall. Every ounce of the plan will crumble. He will not prosper any longer against you now that you understand, now that you've gotten clarity and you stand face to face with him. I promise you victory in its totality. I told you on Sunday I was bringing finality to this church. I told you I was going to finalize your every problem and your every need, that it will cease, yes, and it will cease, yes, with this revelation, yes, as long as you walk in it, as long as you stay out of the realm of fear and doubt. I promise you.
Hallelujah.
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 The best is yet to come.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Stand up, the Lord said. Gird up the loins of your strength.
Hallelujah.
And strike down your enemy.
Yes, God.
Glory.
Glory to your master.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The principality has been unveiled to you. The days of hindrance and stumbling are over. If you walk in the light as I am in the light, you will have fellowship one with another. And I promise you, as your benefactor, every need you have will be met with abundance. Grab your neighbor by the right hand and say strength and power. By the right hand, say strength and power. No. Say strength and power.
Strength and power.
Strength and power. Shoot it up. Grab somebody else. Tell them strength and power. Strength and power. Strength and power. Strength and power. My God. Strength and power. I got up at 4:30 this morning. I started hammering him down. Boy, oh boy. Hey, don't ever think you're too weak. If you ever go back a little bit and you become a suckling, and you're just on the sincere, but you ain't in deep, but it's still right there, you stand up and fight it. You still got power over it. You just have to understand where you really are. Sometimes you're walking as a babe, and sometimes you have moments of being a suckling. Sometimes you got greater strength, but if you got suckling power, speak. And don't back down and come to the principality, to the imp, or right to the judgment.
So good.
Fire. In the verse where it talked about Leviticus and back at 5 and when he talked about them tied together, it goes down to say that the Redeemer would pay over the cost. He would pay over the cost of what it cost or what the person bought it from. The person that bought it, he would give above it and beyond it. Well, when Jesus died, the reason why you can speak as a babe, because the price was paid in such a dimension that the cost is overage in the realm of the spirit. There's an overage there. So even when you don't feel like you got enough, Jesus paid it. As long as you're under the glimpse of the word and you're there, there's an overage already ready for you. There's enough power and strength. Because when he died, it was over and above. There's enough anointing laid out there for you. I hope you feel the shift. All right? Because you see me where I am? I ain't coming back down no more. So either you start running where I'm going, or you're going to feel kind of awkward coming. Because I ain't going back to deal with no principalities, and I certainly ain't going back to deal with no enemies. I'm done. I have an anointing to deal with the father of all this mess.